We're up to the Gemara, Daf Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph, the two dots, two lines from the bottom. So the last Gemara we just had about the Mekadesh, V'tor Mala Lugma V'yotza, V'imlav La'yotza, we spoke about the three shitas about who has to drink, the Mekadesh Tzach Shiitaim, or it's amongst the Mesubim, or even the Mala Lugma amongst the Mesubim, but the Meram Mechalva brings, B'shem Degoinim, that the Mekadesh Dafka has to be Toyim, and it can't stand be either Acher, just he's mechalak between other koises shel bracha and kiddush. He says mekadesh tzach shiitam is by kiddush, and other koises shel bracha you can have it done ayde achem. He's mechalak in kiddush and other koises shel bracha. Zok the gemara. Yes. In echnami toises daf kuvav omer aleph. He differentiates between bread and drink, and by drink you can have the shoyim drink first, taka, because mekadesh doesn't have to drink. By bread you have to wait till he eats. Ibayelu, frag the Gemara as follows. Somach lemincha. Ibayelu. We had the Mishnah back to the Mishnah Arvei Pesachim. It says the person is not allowed to eat somach lemincha. Now, if you remember, what did Tosfos say somach lemincha means? Tosfos explained, what is the Issa Achila we're referring to? We're not talking about bread. You can't have bread already from earlier. Not talking about matzah, because matzah eats kaboy la usasai. What are we talking about? So we're talking about what are you not allowed to eat? We're talking about matzah ashira. Matzah ashira, that even though you're not yoytze balayla, because it has to be matzah ruya lotze balayla, it's not lechem oini, that is what you're allowed to eat before this man. But somach lemincha you're not allowed to. Now, what was somach lemincha? Sok di gemara ibayilu. Somach lemincha gedoyle tan, it's adum somach lemincha tan et tanan. There are two minchas. Mincha gedoyle is, let's say, a 12-hour day. Shows manios. Mincha gedoyle is six and a half hours into the day. For all practical purposes, that's called 12:30 p.m. So somach would mean 12 o'clock, half an hour before. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. So somach to mincha ketana would be 9 hours into the day, which would be 3 p.m. So if it's a 12-hour day. Zok di gemara ibayelu. So from, it's a big nafkamina. When can't you eat? Is it from 12 in the afternoon or is it from 3 in the afternoon? What can't you eat? Matzah shira. Or things that satiate you and fill you up. Ibayelu. Somlech mechigdele tanan. Somlech mechigdele tanan. Somlech mechigdele tanan. Umishum Pesach. And the reason is that what? Since the Zman of Akrovas Pesach starts after Tomet Shabbein Abayim, which is 12 and a half hours, 6.5 hours into the day, 12:30. So Mishum Pesach, you might be Bisrashel, Dilma Osila Mimshach, Zokta Rashbam and Abadim. Umishum Pesach, Sheme Yeshe Besuda, V'yiv Sheme Yasis Pesach. This year, touching the time of the Akrovas of Pesach, so you're not allowed to eat already from that time, because it's going to hinder the Asiyas of Pesach. V'osi, Davkub, Zayinom et Beis, V'osi Lam Nuyeh Mila Ma'avit Peret Pischa. And you'll be maner from doing the Pesach, because you're busy with the Suda. And Tosfos on the top says, Vafilo acha shiyas a Pesach, even after you already did the Korban Pesach, maybe now you can eat. No. Osur, kadesh lo yamay lechol v'yas a Pesach shloi k'roi. You shouldn't be rushed into doing the Korban Pesach because you're waiting for your meal. So that's why you're not allowed to eat. Is it because of the Pesach that's being hindered? Oy dilma no. Somach l'michik tanatan. It's before 9.5 hours into the day, meaning from the 9th hour. Umishum matzah. Since the din is matzah, that what? That you have to eat matzah l'teyavon. You can't be a chila gasa. You might end up eating an achila gasa with the matzah because you're stuffed. You ate already 3:30 in the afternoon. It's somach lemincha. You ignored that din. So now when it comes to evening, be'erev tech lematzahs, you'll be an achila gasa. And achila is gasa. It's not called an achila. Zok der Rashbam. Oy dilma somach lemincha ketana tanan. V'hainu b'gmar teshoyis. Meaning, at the beginning of the ninth.
You mean to start to eat or to finish to eat?
You're not allowed to start even. The mitesha shoyisu mechza, since the tesha yisu mechza, have his man da krovas tomit. It's his man da krovas tomit. Shall call a shonok shuma ucher. The hash to mishum imnu yevi pesach leika. It's not because of not doing the current pesach. Why? The erev ha pesach haya tomit kore b'shmoinu mechza. The tomit was brought shmoinu mechza for pesach achav. So it's before that. Miyad, lefikach im bol lecho, somach lemichik tana, dan begmar tesha, if you're going to eat at the 9th hour, kvar nishchal ha-Pesach, it's ready after the Pesach. The enkan lochush, el mishum matzah. So the dumma somach lemichik tana tana is because of the matzah. El mishum matzah. That what? Shloichel ha-achil ha-gasah.
V'nei nami, the mishum pesach ikle mechesh l'achila gasa, the korban pesach also has to be eaten, not an achila gasa. So why are you saying achila gasa only because of matzah? Say achila gasa because of the night that you're eating the korban pesach. We're saying either mechik doyle, it's asiyas ha-pesach, or it's mechik tana and the eating of the matzah. What's wrong with the eating of the pesach? It also, even though it has to be eaten ala seiva, but achila gasa miya ain't achila. It can't be an achila gasa. That's not called an achila. Just like on Yom Kippur, it's not called an achila. Uve kotchev maziku, the chashidim biyamomis, ele mishum legabi lechem, hava achila gasa, vachila muetes. So Rashbam gives two truths. First teretz, he says, when it comes to bread, when it comes to matzah, even by eating a little, it's ready achila gasa. When it comes to meat, you always have room in your stomach for meat. So when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's not yet an achila gasa. Mashenka, when it comes to bread, achila muetes, it's ready achila gasa. Practical difference. Inami, another, so that Dr. Rashbam, nokad matzah, that's what says matzah. Inami, another reason is revusa komar. Because Pesach is not a gebe zman hazeh, the achila, but the achila's matzah is. Inami revusa komar, vach komar. Oy dilma sonch lebechitana, vafilu bezman de leik o Pesach, like bezman hazeh, de leik o lemech lasi yosef, veloy lach ilosoy. Mishum achila's matzah miyo iko, de loy lach achila gaza chashinon. Those are the two terutzim of the Rashbam. Either the reason it says matzah and not achilas pesach is because matzah achila mu'et, it's ready gasa, or it says matzah, which is negay, even bizman hazeh lafuke achila nasi is korban pesach. That's the second side of the Gemara. So we have the two tzadim in Gemara. Let's see the tzadim now. So the top tzadim we saw, that even after you did the pesach, you might rush and do it shaloi kuroi. The second tzadim says, dilma osi lemechal achila gasa, ve'eina achila. Like the Rashbam says, not an achila, because I'm going to affect basa the yuma. That someone who eats achila gasa is called a poishaya uporich. Rasha kogis lei. Why is it called a rasha? Nay, the loy ovid bitsim and amufchar. But pesach mi kovit. He brought the current pesach. Achila we know is amakav. So why would he call poishim mikoshlubom? Achila. Va'omre ben etam, a big yisoid. The trei gavni achila gasa. There's two types of achila gasa. One of them is, achash nafshe kotsu milechol, I cannot eat, I'm stuffed, I'm disgusted from any food that I'm going to put in my mouth. Val oisa potu biyam kippurim, that is the achila that I'm Yom Kippur, you potu when you eat. V'yesh achila gasa, she'ena mis'ave lechol, I have no appetite. The achila gasa makes it that I have no appetite anymore. Ach yesh batam, but I've added still a tam. On Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayev. V'ho de pesach, nechel ala soiva. What does it mean? Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva. Hanush mis'ave lechol k'tzas. So he says in Lomdash Achilik. And the Rashash explains, this is how he answers, if you remember the Rashbam, all day in the beginning, the Tzari Tesmah Bey said, that la yoichal odom, why? In order to eat the matzah l'te'ovoin, because he hid the mitzah. Freaking Allah, what do you mean? The Gemara later on, Kuvzayin or Beis, this Gemara says, the problem is achila gasa. Why does Rashbam say, it's because te'ovoin, hid the mitzah, it's much worse than that. It's achila gasa. You're saying it's lakmin here, the mitzvah. So look, Rashash, based on the Torah, says, Hainu hach. The achila gasa over here that we're referring to is that it's not l'teovin. There's two types of gasas. There's a gasa where you are stuffed and you can't eat it and you're disgusted so much so that you're potty Yom Kippur. And there's an achila gasa where I lose my appetite. And that is the chisorin in matzah. And that's what Rashbam means, that it's a chisorin in l'teovin. The achila gasa makes it that it's a chisorin and teovin. It's not a steer to the two terminologies. When it comes to matzah, the not le teovin is the achila gasa. Now Tosis Taka brings right after that. Umash appears Rashbam the nokat matzim shum the shaykh afilu bezman hazeh. That was the other pshat of Rashbam, and then he brings on the bottom the last three lines. Upirish ache ika shepirish nokat matzah the bachila muetes av achila gasa. That's Taka the word. By since you need the teovin, so achila muetes ready gasa. Mashenka by me it's not. Zog di gemara. So we're in this question now. What are we referring to when we say somach lemincha? Is it michik tana or michik doyle? Big naf kemina. Is it 6 hours into the day or is it 9 hours into the day? Zog mo toshma afilu agripas hamelech shu rogil lecho b'teish ha-shois. Agripas hamelech, Rashi says, Rashbam says, he was a melech kosher. He was a good king. U'imalch ha-shmenoi v'lo urchlat shot teish. He didn't eat breakfast until 9 hours into the day. So what does he do on Erev Pesach? Since he's not allowed to eat from 9 hours, because that's already something like Tana, so that day he doesn't eat at all. He skips breakfast. Usually his breakfast, our breakfast is earlier, but his breakfast is only at 9 hours into the day, and you're not allowed to eat. So Oysa Yom, he doesn't eat. Atche Tekshach until the matzah. So Zog the Gemara. I Amrit Bishlama Som. Let's see the Cheshman of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. I Amrit Bishlama Somach Leminchik Tana Tanan. Bishlama, if the word was Somach Leminchik Tana, meaning 9 hours into the day. So Heinrich Wusset Agrifas. That's the Chiddush of Agrifas. Why? That even though he started by nine, and it's going into this man, we're not allowed to. Still, even though he started beheter, you're not allowed to. And that was his chiddush, because it's going into, the suit is going to go into this man that you're not allowed to. And we'll see in a second, like Avradin of Mafsikin, but Rishbam inside. But that's a chiddush in Agrifas that he didn't eat, even though it started beheter, but right before. If this man that we already have to abstain in Somachim Gedolah, which is 6 hours into the day, 12 in the afternoon, so you tell me chiddushim is Agrifas, he's 3 hours late. My Rebus is Agrifas. Chal Yisrael Emi Koro. Ela Somach Lemichik Tana Tanan. And that's the halacha taka. La halacha we paskin that you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach and satiate yourself. Fashet Chanat Matzah Shira. And even satiate yourself on a lot of food, even tagima and even vegetables and meats by Somach Lemichik Tana and not Michik Doyla. And as a matter of fact, even Erev Sukkos, we also are choy, we have this chumra because of Tezvav, Tezvav. Let's see the Rashbam inside. Zok the Rashbam. My revus is agrifas kloima. Heine revus bishlema. If it's tamach mechitana, that's a chiddush in agrifas kloima. Heine revus is ketoni bebraisa. Afilu agrifas. The avgav that dain lo ochel v'zman isur lo moto. He didn't eat yet, and it's that this man isa. It's tamach mechitana. He's right by the border. Akati b'shot chi ad laachateisha. Afilu ochel lo yoichal. Why? Mishuna moshech le adzman isa v'yisane v'lo yoichal. It's going into the man isa, so that's where you abstain. It way before it started. This man is 6.5 hours into the day, not 9.5, 6.5. He didn't tell me that it's also he's not allowed to eat breakfast that day. He's 3 hours late. The auto mishum just because he didn't have breakfast that day, he's gonna do an issa. Could have been the memory come on like Gorisley. Oh, that's gonna be the Gemara's cash. Zog the Gemara. Soif, soif. My revusa da grifas, homoteles mani sura. The maisa, what's the chiddush of agrifas? The Gemara is asking that soif, soif is mani sura. What are you telling me he didn't eat? Of course he didn't eat. It's this mani issa is coming right now. Zog the Gemara, no. Mauritem, you might think. Teisha shois la grifas, ka arba shois di don domi. Are we allowed to have breakfast at arba shois? Yes. It's before this man. His 9 hours into the day is like our breakfast, and it won't hinder the teoven of matzah, because that's his breakfast. And it's before this man issa. Kamash v'lon that no, even though it's before this man of the issa, he's not allowed to, and because the matzah is man isura, and the Rashbam explains, Dr. Rashbam, soif, soif, ma'ar v'usad, give us a matzah le'idin isura, koit v'shik masuda, so the issa, the man issa comes in the middle of his suda, so v'shetzach he can't. Oh, so you're asking Lemaisi started beheta? Zok the Rashbam, this is the cash we're waiting for. The afilu Rabbi Yosi, the polig b'afsok as erev Pesach. Even Rabbi Yosi that says ain't mafsikin. And if he started beheta, there's no problem. V'reish pirka v'om mashaloi lahafsik. And he says you don't have to be mafsik. So what's b'chal the problem with Zagifas? Ma'achish yischel lecho beheta. Hochamoyde the osur. Dimi kora ledas kein hoya oichel b'teish ashois shegmas u'dosa b'teich z'bani surei. When does Rabbi Yossi say, "Aim afsikin"? When that's what happened, I started beheta. All right, oh, it's zman. Continue. But when you're sitting down to have a meal at nine, and you know it's going to be nimshach because it takes time to eat the appetizer until you get to the main dish, that's like starting after the zman isa. And that's why the Gemara says, "Soif zmoy, soif soif." What's a chiddush? He's motes zman isura. It's like he started after the zman isa. And that the Gemara says a chiddush. Kamash malon. The havmina was since his nine is like our breakfast, so mele he would be allowed to. Kamash malon he can't. Zok Rashbam ma'ar tema testa gipas ka'abedi don. The chemin the lomud lechol b'tei shoyz. He's used to eating at nine. Ka'arba shoyz lididon domi. V'yoichol gamu matzah leti oven. Gamu k'moyseinu. He'll still have an appetite. Because he always eats breakfast at that time and doesn't have a problem eating supper later. Shoyichol medalat shoyz. Just like we eat 4 hours into the day. V'hil kachoyol v'akati lomot esman isura. And since the metzis is not esman isi yet. Nishki lechol mitchilas tes. Afi shetim moshach zudos alachat tes. Komash v'londetz osu. Avali avar.
Taninon, Samach Micha Gedoyla. But if the word is Samach Gedoyla, Lech Revutza Klau. For Lava Shaklimitz, Yafilu, the Kevin, Afilu, the Kevin, the time is from Dil Moslem, Imnumi Pesach. The reason, because you won't bring the current Pesach, Dr. Rover. For Lemishu Machila Gasa, the Matza, Lech Lame Mahoki, Maritema tastes like Gipas, the carbon of Didon. Hilkach Shamini, no, the Micha Ktanet Nan, and that's how we come out, that it's Micha Ktanet Nan. Tosis points out, Shehroger Lech of a Tisha, Yesh Mefarshim, why? The Fishdech Melochim Lamed Begimel Shoyz. Melochim get up 3 hours into the day. So if I'm a snack, the Katamat Chochim. So just like Katamat Chochim eats Shashishis 6 hours into the day, so he waited 6 hours after he got up, and that's a Cheshbon of nine. Ache Kumoy. The Einir is Oktay, that's not the Pshat. Im Kain Havelarim, the Gemara should have said, Teisha Shoyz Lagifas is Keshay Shoyz Latamat Chochim. Not Ka'arbali Didon. It should have said like his nine is like a six of a Tamat Chochim because he waits 6 hours after he gets up, which is Gimel. So Mela, Teisha is Matka this chat because it should have said that, but rather Gemara says Ka'arbali Didon is not because of the Tamat Chochim shaft. Zog the Gemara. Omar Reb Yossi. Omar Revasi. Another gives. Aval, so what do you eat? If you're not allowed to eat some of the mechiktan, that's a maskona, so what do you yes eat? Aval mat bilu b'mine tagimo. You're allowed to eat mine tagimo. What are mine tagimo? Zog de Rashbam, for mincha lamala, what could you eat? Tagimo. Peiros ubos o beloy lechem. Fruits, meat, but not lechem. Now lechem means matzah shira. Matzah, we said, it can't be matzah, it can't be chometz. It means matzah shira. And likewise, it's brought down in Mishabura, you're not allowed to eat any chamesh min adogen from Erev Pesach, from that man and on. V'hayde nokat betavel. Why does it say betavel? Betavel b'minet agimo. You dip. V'shikol macholam adetivu. Their food was adetivu. And that's the usual way of eating. But the goyin in Bi'ah Gros says, in Tov Ayin Aleph, the reason why it says betavel is good for to tell me that even the tagima that you eat is only a little. That's why it's betavel. It's a dip. You're not allowed to go sit down and have roast beef and fill yourself up. It's parents and boss. No, it's only metavel. It's an oifen of achila that's metavel, which is ma'at. You're not allowed to fill yourself up on Erev Pesach. It's a haloch, it's a din, and that's very clear. And like I said, even chamesh min adogan is also awesome. So what did he do? Rav Asi ocha mitvel min tagimo. Rav Yitzchak, which is bread, which is a boss and parents. Rav Yitzchak metavel biyaki. He did this with vegetables. Why to look to Rashbam? Because not masbiya. It's not masbiya. And as a matter of fact, he says, it's not just not masbiya, vegetables give you an appetite. That's why it's called an appetizer. And you want an appetite. It's megara liba. So mainly you ate matzah l'ti oven. So that's why you ate yirakos. Zog di gemara. Tanya nami yochi, we learned similarly. Hashamish, the someone that's serving the meal, matbul b'bnei ma'ayin. He's allowed to taste and be toivel the b'nei ma'ayin. That means the innards of the animal. Now, what is that referring to? The hamish hanishchot is with yontov. We're not talking about the korban pesach. You're not supposed to eat korban pesach before. We're talking about the animals that you're going to have during the midah. You're doing before the suda. That you're allowed to be toivel, matpil, and taste a little from the name of ayim. Now, that's how the Rashbam learns clearly. Kolema b'nei ma'ayim shall be hamish hanishchot is with yontov. But, and he also gave to his guests a little. Kadesh yochlu matzu pesach leti oven. That it's an appetizer, a little. So mela it makes you a. It gives you an appetite. The Tzofres Benech wants to say that the Olam could be talking about the current Pesach, but the Gidim of the current Pesach, since the Gidim that are Rakin, she soifen lahakshar, they're edible, but they're not considered bosser that you eat a belayla. So that the Olam could be talking about the current Pesach. That's a chiddush of the Tzofres Benech. Not like Rashbam. Zok the Gemara, Tai Nami Ochi Hashamish is matbil that you like, meaning similarly, they allowed to eat meaning tagima. Hashamish matbul b'neim ayin v'noisef nei orchim v'af b'shin ra'i ledover zeich ledover shenemar. There's a posuk in Yirmiya niru lechem niru v'al tizgu al koitzim. Niru lechem niru means that a person that should what's it called, should when you were niru lechem niru v'al tizgu al koitzim. Zok to Rashbam, even though there's no raya that there's a zecher that when you eat an appetizer, you'll create an appetite. It says Nil Kham Nil Herol and Novi Dugma. You choyish the kaka in order to make the zriya. You want it to be zriya to take place effective sowing, so you have to be chayrish first. So same thing over here. If you're not going to first eat a little appetizer, your stomach won't open up to have it to create a teyavin. And that's good for the B'nai Ma'ayin do. It's niftach ayidei, starting off to eat. Zog di gomorre, shenem anil cham nir v'atizgal koitzim. Rove have a shosi chamre. Rove, to create an appetite, you should drink wine. Wine also creates an appetite. Kule maile yomi de pischa, on Erev Pesach. In order to create an appetite, in order to eat more matzah. What does it mean, more matzah? So the from here, that every kezayis of matzah, you eat Pesach by night, you mekayim the mitzvah, or be'erev teuch lematzahs. That's the sheet of the Maharal Miprag in Gvuras. He says clearly that, and there's a raya, we see that the nechol matzah tvei le'urta, to eat more matzah. The other way to be matkan, you know, the Pesach is matkan, they say this Gemara doesn't mean that. This Gemara means you should eat more b'ti oven. The one kazayin should be more b'ti oven. But not the pshat to eat more matzah. But the Loshna Gemara is, ke'ech de nigra libe, de necha matzah tfele urta, to eat more matzah. And the Achronim HaMedayek, that this sheet of the Maralmi Prague, we also find be'etzim in the Rambam. The Rambam says, legabe de laila rishoyno be'erev techel matzahs, mishe ochal kazayis yotzo. The Rambam doesn't just say, there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis. The Rambam says, Misha ocha kazayis, once you ate a kazayis, you're yoitza. It's mashmah that every additional kazayis is also a mitzvah. Just once you ate the first kazayis, you're ready yoitza. But not the pshat, there's only one mitzvah. The more you eat kazayisim on the first night, you mekayim more mitzvahs. Just Misha ocha kazayis, you're yoitza the ikka mitzvah ready. The goyin holds shivas yomim. There's a mitzvah kiyumis all 7 days. But here he's saying that even on the first night, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, meaning mishocha kazayis yotza. Every time you eat a kazayis, you make a mitzvah, even without the sheet of the goyin. The place over here brings nira lechem nir, he brings the Rashbam, that through the charisha, you're able to be zarea, hochname ade achilas tagima, yoichal matzah. V'zok teisus, miyu charisha v'rizi etriya milaninu. Charisha and zriya are two different things. V'lo domilish te achilas, two achilas, I understand why they're connected, but the charisha and zriya are not connected. So teisus on the bottom brings that he brings it to derech moshel, meaning, while the pasuk says not to al tizuel koitzim, don't be zareya when there's still koitzim there. So the same thing over here. Three lines on the bottom. Val tizuel koitzim, kol zman shakoitzim esoychein amayal ezriyosa. You can't be zareya when there's koitzim, when the thorns there. Hachanami ma'ase zechel adover. Ksheocha ktsas, when you ate a little, liba nimshach yosi, you want more. Your stomach is open. Avak shaloycha klal, when you don't eat at all, v'nisyayish. Then you don't have an appetite. It's like throwing an even into a chemas, which doesn't have any effect. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara says over here that Rava used to drink wine kulamayla yomi de pischa on erev Pesach keheche de nigre liba de nechal matzah tfele urta, to have a greater tea oven or to eat more matzah on the first night. Zok the Gemara tulan tun badim omar Rava mina amin olo. From where do I know that what the chamre miga goreo, that wine causes an appetite? Zok the Gemara the tnan daf kuf chesam and aleph bein akoyses halolu, meaning between the first cup and the second cup, and likewise between the second cup and the third cup of wine of the Dalat Koises, im rotz alishto is yishte. You could drink. Because why? Because chamre is mega goril. So since it causes you a greater appetite, so memela you want to eat matzah l'teovain. However, ben shlish l'revi, after bech samozen, between the third and the fourth cup, lo yishte. But then you don't need to create an appetite. Fakert, it's ready after the matzah. Now, vi amud misatsoyed, if you tell me that drinking satiates you, so why would you be able to drink before the matzah? V'yamad misasoyed, amay yishte, hokocha lematzah, achila gasil, you'll end up eating matzah without an appetite because you're satiated. El shmami no mika goyer. This is good for the raya, why? Before the matzah, you're allowed to drink, and it's not called moysef ala koysis. Now, why is it takin on moysef ala koysis? Zok to Hashbam. Ben koys salolu ben rishon l'sheni, and ben sheni l'shlishi, umshim dechamer mika goyer, have a kurmefaj va'ozil. Ben shlishi l'revi lo yishte, shlishi is bech samozen, dechem de lechashin oy legrira, since you don't need to create an appetite anymore because after the matzah, then we don't allow you to suddenly drink. It looks like it might have a koisis. It's mashmah that between the first and the second and the second and the third, because it's gorer, because it creates an appetite, even though it might look like it might have a koisis,
But since you're doing it, we don't care that it looks like Yemais Valakoises. The Issa, being Moisav and the Koises, is Be'etzim there. But it's not a Chshash if you're doing it Kidei Ligar Libar. So, Kozman, you Gar Libar, we're not concerned about Moisav. But once it's not Gar Libar, Zok Nashbam, then we're concerned about Moisav Valakoises. Meaning, in order to create an appetite of Matzah Tioven, it's even at the expense of Nira Kamoisav Alakoises. However, between the third and the fourth, after you already ate, you don't need to create an appetite, then it's Nira Kamoisav Alakoises. Now, even though you were Betzim Moisav Alakoises, so look to Birchus Avram, what do you mean? You already had between the first and the second more. So you're already Moisav Alakoises. So why suddenly would this start? Why are you suddenly creating a problem of Moisav Alakoises? Beshish Levi, you already had six cups? So he says, we see over here that Hoisav Alakoises is not because at the end of the day you have more than four. Because you anyways had more than four. The Hoisav Alakoises is this cup right now that you're being Moisif is considered every cup that you're drinking is Lirik HaMoisav Alakoises. So by the first ones that are before the matzah, we're not concerned about Moisav Alakoises. Are you already holding by six now? That doesn't make a difference that now when between the third and the fourth, that would not make it suddenly mutter because you already did six, so you can do seven. No. Every cup that you drink is Nil Kamais Valakoisev. So that problem is created between the third and the fourth. Because that original drinking that you did was Taka Mutter because of Migregorer. Masha Enke, now there is no Migregorer, so now it's Mais Valakoisev. Not because it's more than four, it was always more than four, but because you're being Shoisev more than what you're allowed to, so it's Nil Kamais Valakoisev. Then the Rashbam continues and he says, what's the reason you can't have more cups? Kadesh lo yistaker, so you shouldn't get drunk. You won't be able to say halal with a sound mind. Upar chosam, Yishalmi asks, halal kvam eshukru, sharei shosa habe besudosai. You already drank a lot before the matzah, meaning by the suda. Wine during a meal doesn't make you shikah. Mashing and wine after the meal between the third and fourth, that makes you shikah. Now the question is, between the first and the second was not during the meal. But upon him, we see that he's saying a svara of yayin la'acha mozen and yayin lifnei amozen or during the mozen, that's not mishakah. So taste on the top, Eli Amid Misat Soyed, if you tell me wine is not migagorer, so how could you drink before the dalat before the matzah, you're not going to eat matzah l'tiyoven, you'll be satiated. V'hodam in fair ketzim avorchin. The chamre soyed, it says clearly in the Gemara Brachas that wine does satiate. Umesameach. Mefarish hosom, the tuve gorer purta soyed. Zok tais a big soyed. A lot of wine, that taka creates an appetite. Just very little, it taka satiates you. So when we say over here, you're allowed to drink, it means dafka tuva, but not purta, because purta is taka soyed. So sai erev Pesach, we're talking about Robert drank chamra a lot in order to create an appetite, which is taka migra gorer, because it's tuva, not purta. And sai ben akoises, it's in order to create the appetite, it's muta, because it's taka not misat soyed, because it's not purta, it's taka tuva. Now that's the pashas in Toises, but Toises ben Peretz, as brought down in the Mordechai, this Tosfos ben Peretz, he says that Ein Chanami Erev Pesach, it's Purtis also because that's Misat Soyed. Mashenke Ben HaKoises, Ben Kois Rishon L'Sheni, that you're allowed to have more wine, over there even Purtis Mutter. Why? I Misat Soyed? Because Purtis Mitzarev together with the Koises that you're drinking. The Purtis between Kois Aleph and Beis is Mitzarev with Aleph and Beis. So Mamela becomes automatically Tuva. So Mamela it's Taken not Misat Soyed, it's Mikra Gorer. Because the Purtis Ben HaKoises by the Seder itself is automatically Tuva. So Mamela it's Taken Mikra Gorer even though it's Purtis. Mashenke in the wine of Erev Pesach, that is going to remain purta. It's not going to be mitzarev with the night. There's too much of a break in between. So Mela, that is not. It's too much of a hefzik. So Mela, it's Zokta Bach, that Erev Pesach, it has to be davka tuva and not purta, because the purta is not considered tuva, because at night you're going to have more. During the Seder, that purta is considered tuva. All right, we'll stop over here. The Kufches Omer Aleph towards the top.